in an interesting sermon, which was read in the Divine Office this morning. St. Bernard speaks of a third coming of our Lord in between the two visible comings, the first a matter of history, and the second, the last we still await. But he says there's another one, invisible, at least invisible, except as it were in a certain sense to those who believe, that is going on all the time. The Lord is never far away from us. St. Augustine says he is closer to us than we are to ourselves. Now you can spend the rest of the day trying as were to discover exactly what St. Augustine meant by that, but what he means is very simple in the end, and that our Lord is so close to us, we can say that he is right next to us, not only next to us, but indeed dwelling within us, in our hearts. As St. John records in his Apocalypse, he's at the door knocking to come in. Unfortunately, very few answer the knock when it's the most important person who could be knocking on your door. Or, in any case, it's an interesting thought because so many of the readings in the season of Advent, as were, are concerned events, extraordinary events that took place during our Lord's first coming. And they, as it were, are signs or symbols, you might say, in so many ways of the manner in which he is present to us. When we are in church, that is true, of course, when we receive him in Holy Communion, and another even still profounder way. And though we don't always know it, as it were, he's so close to us, watching and guarding us, especially if we have confided in him and entrusted ourselves to him, and helping us even when we suffer for him, helping us, as it were, to bear that suffering. Indeed, that suffering is a part of his. So all of these things we should meditate, and that's why the multiplication of the loaves of the fishes is recorded in all four of the Gospels. There were two, as we know of, maybe there were more as well. Well, but it points to something more important than the bread and the fish, as it were, of a normal diet, and that is that food that comes down from heaven, the bread and the wine that has become the body and the blood of the Savior. It is a reminder of how intimate and how close and how supportive our Lord is for all that we are doing. There's one other reflection in connection with this that we might make and keep in mind always, that in a special way in the season of Advent, as it works closer to the celebration of Christmas, makes more and more mention of Our Lady. Is she still present in a real way helping us? She certainly is. And sometimes she manifests herself in a very visible way, as we know, as a word. We can say Our Lady of Guadalupe, Lourdes, the miraculous medal at Fatima, and who knows how many others that have not been properly recorded but are just as authentic as the ones I just mentioned. But even more in a way that is invisible in our ordinary fashion, but we can realize, as it were, from the gifts that she pours out upon us and the help that she gives to us and the anticipation she has of the difficulties that we may meet. One point I want to underscore is simply this: wherever Our Lady is present, you can be sure our Lord is there also. They cannot be separated. We want to strive to meditate often upon that point, often upon these events that happen during our Lord's public ministry, especially all the great cures. We reflect especially when we are in church, especially when we are celebrating the Eucharist, especially when we are praying the Rosary, of how close our Lord still is. Indeed, we may say, through the mediation of Our Lady, it was she who brought him to us. And it is she who is constantly making every effort to bring us to him, to help us to understand him better, to be more conscious of his presence, and look forward for that glorious coming when he calls us to heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.